Okay, good evening, everybody. And this is our team call. It's Monday night, and we're going to talk about Virtus's Cancun celebration that's coming up in March, I think, right? Is it March?
February
2015, and also the convention that's coming up in
May. I'm
going to
help you because that's where I was on my call last night with our team call. I couldn't find words. We're all tired from being at this Envision conference.
I have it right here in front of me. It's just.
I know. It was me last night. I'm still a little bit punch drunk myself. It's like just not enough sleep. We had an amazing time, didn't we, Brenda?
Yeah.
At the Envision conference.
It was great. I'm really glad. I'm glad my husband talked me into going. Really glad.
Me too. And we are so glad we got to spend the weekend with you and James, and what a great guy he is. And, you know, again, would you say this event helped James to understand more about ASEA and get him engaged in the business and supportive of, and behind you?
You know, yeah, because he wouldn't even take ASEA. He took it, and then he made faces because it tasted bad. And now he's committed to 90 days. Matter of fact, he told my girlfriend this morning, he goes, I'm taking it for 90 days. Committed 90 days, and actually last night when we got home, we're in bed going to sleep, and he goes, we forgot to take our ASEA. And I go, oh, should I get up and get some? He goes, yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
Boy.
Exactly. It's like Foster with the Renew 28.
You know, he's like Mr. Scientist, geologist, right? Mr. Scientist, totally, you know, logical and very skeptical about everything, and he kept saying, this can't be good for you. It tastes like chlorine, you know. And I kept telling him, it's not the same, you know, it's not chlorine. And so I told him, I says, you know, when you're going to come with me, I says, I'm going to have Dr. Foster talk to you and explain to you. And so the best thing for him, he really loved Foster, and who he really, really super related to was Scott. Because Scott,
yep.
When we had the tour, he got down to the nitty-gritty, and James being the scientist, you know, he totally could. And then also, night before last when we had dinner with Michael Stern, because Michael Stern was also talking science and cancer and all that kind of stuff, and he really could relate on the same level with them. And, yeah, he fit in. He fit in. He was, right? Didn't he just totally fit in?
The beauty of these events is that you will always, you know, it's what we say, make sure you introduce everybody on your team to as many people as you can because they're going to resonate with somebody. And that's it. When you get people, you bring a guest to these events, that's it. They, you know, it's like we were in a room and, you know, having dinner Friday night, just our team dinner. How many people were there? Like 25, 30? No, probably 30, 35?
30-ish.
About 30, 35 people. Brenda and James and our team was there. And Nancy Tunnell, who is Virtus's daughter, as you guys all know, brought Virtus over just to say hi. Cross the street, you know, into this restaurant. And he ended up staying for like an hour and a half. And I said, you know, guys, I said to Brenda, in 10 years, we're going to look back and we were going to say we were in that little yellow room with Virtus. And he just mingled with all of us, and we took pictures, and we just got to hear stories that you never get. So that's just the importance of getting to these events. So the next one is this Cancun trip. Guys, you got to be there. It is, you know, ironically, the first trip that Foster and I ever won with ASEA was to Cancun. And now this is the next trip to Cancun 5 years later. And, you know, they treat you like kings and queens. It's five-star all the way. That's where this resort is. And everybody on this call can make it. You just have to make the commitment. It is 2-in-1, 2 calls a day, and 1 follow-up a day. Every single day, 2-in-1, 2-in-1, 2-in-1. Make connections. It's what it's all about, making connections with people. Don't necessarily think that you have to go out to make a sale or to close somebody. Making connections. And that's something I took away from Michael Stern because I'm always looking for those network marketers. And when we were out to dinner Saturday night, I said, Michael, you know, how do you meet network marketers? Where do I find network marketers? And he said, you know, you go to the big events. He said, even though you can't talk about your company or your business, he said, but just making connections. connections. He said, you know, I have connections with network marketers that I met 20 years ago that I still talk to. He goes, they're in their business. He goes, but someday they're going to be in the looking zone and they're going to join my business. And so he said, you just make connections and stay in touch with those people. And it's not about trying to sell your business. It's just making those friendships. And then, you know what? They'll make you, you'll meet other people through other connections and connections and more connections. And that's what it's all about. And so kind of takes the pressure off if you think about it. If you just go make friendships with people, connections with people, and don't feel that pressure that I have to sell them, because, you know, people are, they'll read you. So, you know, you meet somebody and maybe you don't talk about Astia the first time, maybe not the second time, but, you know, get to make that friendship and then you get to talk about, you know, what you're involved in. So just keep that in mind. That's really important. Brenda, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, you know, when you were saying that, it, I really like what they said. And I, you know, get to know the person that you're talking to. And, you know, get to know them on a personal level. And or also find something that, you know, that touches them, you know. Because some people are, you know, some people are more, they're going to be, you're going to be able to work with them on a more personal level. So rather than just, you know, oh, I'm an associate and I want to give you this information about this product and watch the video and then come back to me. You know, and a good example of it is a lady, Carla, that signed up under us, you know, and I spoke to her about her daughter because her daughter got in a car accident and got hurt. And so I was able to actually talk to her on a personal level about her daughter. And since she's interested in her daughter, you know, she's interested in helping her daughter, she signed up. And then she signed up a lady that owns a health food store under her, who's her friend, who's taking it. And so I'm starting to see that, you know, what I've done in the past might not always be working, just being just total business, that I think it's important that we touch somebody's heart also.
Exactly, exactly. And I just do want to give kudos to Bridget Kelly. You know, I know she's not on the call, but, you know, she is new to this business and she is just on fire. And I looked on the widget today right in the back office for the Cancun, and there she was in second place.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's already has 4 points towards the Cancun trip. So it's like, it is so awesome. I think she may even be already a level one. She may have already enrolled 4 people.
Yeah,
so,
she's enrolled 7 people.
She's enrolled 9 people. Oh, 9 people.
Cool. Yeah, so she's got
Yeah.
Yeah,
so she's just rocking and rolling. Congratulations, Bridget. And it's like, that's the way to do it. Just, you know what, pick her brain, see what she's doing, how she's making these connections. I would do that on your next call. You know, highlight her, showcase her, because she's obviously doing something right out there. So, and I am confident we're going to see all of you guys on that cruise. So, I'm not on the cruise, on the trip. You know, I'm so used to doing the cruises. Just want to talk real fast again, you know, increasing your volume. I promised Brenda that we have breakout sessions and at the Envision Conference. And Foster and I were at one of the tables, one of the trainers. And so we told Brenda, you guys, you and James, go to the other ones. Go get nuggets from all the other people, other diamonds, and that I would go over with you guys what we taught at the Envision Conference. So let me just talk about, we did increasing volume and increasing retention. So remember, on our, what we always do on our team, we ask everybody, give us 3 months of your life. Just give us 3 months of your life to change your life. And, you know, if you can get somebody to, you know, Foster and I, we don't say, give me 30 days. We don't talk about the money-back guarantee. We say, give us 90 days of your life, and we will change your life. Because remember, only 50% will feel it the first 30 days, and then it's like 80% after 60 days, 90% after 90 days. Even though we know it's working, people want to perceive that feeling. So if you can get people to commit to 90 days, and then you give them that, well, since they're going to make that 90-day commitment, you might as well get the 4 cases, because that's a great deal. The company incentivizes you. If you get the 4 cases, you're going to get one free. You're saving $110. So you're going to use 3 cases anyway, minimum. So you might as well. And it makes perfect sense to everybody that you do that with. So now you've just increased your volume because you've got them to commit to 3 months. You've got them to get in with 4 cases. And then you put them right on auto ship. Tell them you're going to put them on auto ship because after 3 months, the company's going to give you another free case. So that's a great way to increase your volume. And again, it's about your posture. Be very confident in doing it. If somebody says, you know what, I'm just going to try it for 30 days, maybe it's not for them. It's not fair. And if they're only going to try one case, I just wouldn't do it, to be honest with you. I mean, if they said they were going to do one case a month, you know, for 90 days, that would be fine. If that's what they couldn't afford to get in with 4 cases, but I would never just let anybody try it for 30 days. It just doesn't make sense. So let's see, if you have preferred customers and you turn them over to associates, let's say they've been your preferred customer for 3-4 months, let them know. They already love the product. They're staying on it. Give them that deal that I just talked about. You know what? You love the product. You're going to stay on it. Why don't we get you a couple of cases for free since you love it? And that way you can even share it if you want to. Talk about, you know, when they say, you talk about that 4-case deal for $40, they say a big whopping $40 to get in the business. Most people want to do it. We just had a woman tonight. She was just a customer of somebody random that she didn't know. We met her. We were out to dinner. We're friends with a bunch of people that she knows, and she's just been calling anybody and getting it. So we said, well, then, you know what? Why don't you be our customer, and we'll take care of you, because nobody was helping her. And she said, absolutely. And so we called her, talked about, she actually emailed and said, because she had such great product experience, she's been talking to other people, she wanted to give them to us. So we just said to her, why don't you join for $40? Because in the beginning, she's like, oh, I don't want a business. We explained it to her. She's like, oh, okay. And then we said, you know, if other people get it, you get this and this bonus and this bonus. She's like, oh. We said, oh, we have a Cancun trip. So she got in with 4 cases on auto ship. And, you know, that's just the way you do it. Just, again, and then help people get to their AAA, their level one bonus, as fast as you can. If somebody makes their AAA bonus, that $100 in that first 30 days, they're going to stay. That's already $100 residual bonus, a residual income. So we want to help people get to that point. And then have every associate that you have add 1 or 2 tubes at least of Renew 28 to their auto ship. That's a no-brainer. If you put 1 tube of Renew into everybody's auto ship, it increases volume by 25%. And if you do 2 tubes, which we're all using as women, we're all using more than 1 tube, because why? It's not just for your face, it's for every place. And that increases your volume by 50%. And Foster would say,
just have them get 4 tubes. So if you have a husband and a wife, or you have a good friend, you have a mother, you have a father, I know I use a tube to a tube and a half, and Terry uses the rest of the 4-pack, if not more, because she doesn't have much surface area, but she's got a lot of body parts that she likes elasticity. So you can't get collagen, you can't get elastin any other place. So this is not just a face product. This is an everywhere product, and once you can get that message across, if you can get people to get a 4-pack of Renew 28, you can increase your volume by 100%, and that's what's going to get you to this trip to Cancun.
And think about it as well. If you get people to get a 4-pack as an associate to get their product for free, I mean, who won't buy this stuff? Everybody loves it. So they get a 4-pack, tell them to sell each tube for $50. They've already made their money back, and then they get a free tube. So it just makes sense. So, again, think about that with your volume with people. But everybody should – it's free to add 1 tube to your auto ship, and it's only $3 shipping to add – free shipping for the 1 tube and $3 for 2 tubes, but just makes perfect sense. Again, we should always have product on hand so that we can get people started, so that's important. Let's see. Retention. We all know, because you guys are on our team, but you make sure that every single person you put on the product, you go over that health awareness form, our health awareness form that is in Team Reactive, and you go, it's like we do not just hand it to them or email it to them. We do that. We do either email it or hand it to them. We tell them to read it, and then we say, before you put 1 sip of a C in your mouth, you're to call me. just that simple. Do not drink it until you call me, and then you go over that health awareness form with a, you know, over the phone or in person with them. Take the 10 or 15 minutes it takes you. Explain about the detox, because if somebody has a detox and you have not gone over this form, trust me, trust Foster, you will lose them and you'll never get them back. If they have a detox and then they think a C is making them sick, because nobody explained what a detox was, and they think a C is making them sick, they stop taking a C and the detox stops and it validates for them. They think ASEA was making them sick when in fact their body had begun to heal. So please, please, please don't ever let anybody take the product without you explaining every page and then staying in very close contact with them every day, every other day. Even if it's just a text, how are you feeling, how are you doing, anything. Really important, don't just put people on it and then be afraid to... Okay, let's see. And again, set those realistic expectations with people. Let them know, you know, not everybody feels it right away. It could take 30, 60, 90 days. Just assure them that it is working and it's working on something. Let's see. Introduction to your upline. That's a must. Such a must. The first thing that you should do when you, in an hour of enrolling somebody, please call your sponsors, call your executive clients, bronze, silver, gold, diamonds, triple diamonds, and just say, you know what, I have a new associate, new builder, and I'd love to do a directory call. It takes 2 minutes, and it is the glue that will bond your team. If you don't do that, they go back to their friends and their family. Oh, I'm echoing. Sorry, guys. They go back to their friends and family, and their friends and family say, oh, you got into one of those things. Oh, you got taken. You're in a pyramid scheme. Oh, that stuff can't do that. They're going to feel like an island because only one person has spoken to them. And it doesn't matter how it doesn't matter how wonderful you are. It's just one person. But if you have your sponsor and your upline and people saying how wonderful you are and how welcome to the family and we're so happy to have them and we're here to help them, they'll feel like they belong. And that's one of the reasons that, as Natalyn Lewis says, she says there's three reasons why people quit this business, why we lose, I think it's 70%, 70% like in the first week. And it's because number one is they didn't know what to do. Number two, they didn't know how to do it. And number three, they had a felt experience. There was some disconnect. They were unsure. They felt ignorant and they felt alone. Now that's pretty big. And that's why we say, you know, when people, they underestimate the value of that introductory call or those three-way calls. Bringing people, as soon as you bring a new person into the business, you introduce them to your upline, you get them right into the training system so that they don't feel so unsure, you get them educated, you get them on the daily calls. Really, really important. Those daily calls are huge, and I know some of you are on them, others aren't, but guess what? People will do what you do. And I'm on the daily calls. Foster's on the daily calls. He takes breaks from his patients to get on them. They're important. You got to get to the events. They're important. And you have to get your people to these events and get your people on these calls and to the presentations and to renew parties, trainings, all of those things. Get them involved because that's what, you know, people need that family feeling, that belong feeling. And, you know, that's the ethos of our company is believe, belong, become. And so, you know, when Natalyn Lewis says because they were unsure, felt ignorant and felt alone, they felt a disconnect. They didn't know what to do and how to do it. And that's why people quit. That should tell us something right there. And then again, like I said, get everybody, help people get to level one as fast as possible. That's a huge, huge thing. So you bring somebody in and help, you know, connect them into the team, connect to the family, connect to everything, and then help them with them to get to that level one as soon as possible. Because if you can help them get to level one, guess what they're going to do? They're going to help the people, those four people they just brought in, get to level one. And then that's going to get you to level two. And then, and so on and so on. And that's what duplication is. So that is what we taught Brenda at our table. And, you know, people said they came away with some of the best nuggets that they didn't realize to do, you know, some of those things. So I hope that that helped. Do you have any questions, Brenda?
I don't have any questions. We went to a lot of the, you know, we went to all the other tables. Well, not all of them, but we went to quite a few other tables. And, you know, I learned something from every single one. Every single speaker, I learned something. You know,
right.
And James was like, well, are you sure you want to stay in this room? And there was four tables in that room. I said, yes, I want to stay in this room. I go, let's go to every table. You
Good
know,
for you.
And so we did. And I saw him taking notes. And, you know, and everybody does things a little different or, you know, similar. And it was great because, you know, gave me tips on everything. And I am going to share it with my group, with my team. So.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. That's why they had us all doing the same thing, you know, all of us doing the four same topics because we all have little nuggets that we can add. And that's the beauty of having all the, these different minds and leaders and just the way people think that, you know, has got us to that diamond, triple diamond level is that, you know, we have followed the leaders, and I'm constantly picking the brains of my triple diamond upline. Even though we're triple diamonds, I still have something to learn every single day. And I've learned if you think you know it all or you think you're better, then you might as well just quit because you'll never know it all. And who are we to argue with the number one earners and the number one leaders in this company? They know what they're doing, and so that's what I'm going to do is follow their lead. So I'm looking forward to you sharing everything that you learned with your team. Does anybody have any questions before we go to bed?
Anyone have any questions?
Nope.
Awesome. Excellent, excellent. Okay, well, then I guess Foster and I, we'll close for the night. We'll leave you guys. And, Brenda, you can go over more stuff with your team. We can't wait to see you all in Cancun. Hold on just a second. Foster wants to talk.
I just wanted to say, yes, I will close the call in a second. So everybody knows that we have our Sunday night team call. It's 8 p.m. here. It's 5 p.m. for you on the West Coast. Everybody knows the number. I'm sure Brenda sent it out many times. And we're really pushing to get people onto that call so that they feel like they're part of this incredible family. You know, Brenda, on your next call, you can talk about, you know, what kind of a family this is. And, you know, to be in a room with Virtus and Nancy, you know, Norton, and then with your leaders who are, they're not distant. They just love to connect with people who want to help share this business. It is a family, and it is more fun than anything we've ever done. So we asked Brenda to try to help get more people on the call on Sunday, and we had 55 people on our team call last night on a Sunday night, which was a record for us. It was very, very exciting, and we sometimes can't get that many people even when we have a corporate exec on. So we know that that means momentum is coming. People are getting interested. They want to be part of this. And this Cancun promotion is exactly the thing to get people going. If you put your head down, you start making calls. Brenda's going to teach you the two-in-one. Two calls a day to prospects, one call a day as a follow-up. You do that every day, and you will make it on the most amazing trip you've ever been with some of the most amazing people you've ever been around.
Oh, get them on the Natalie Lewis.
Oh.
I'm sure everybody has watched the Natalie Lewis. That was the other thing we talked about from our Facebook page.
Okay, so on our Facebook page, you see a Trek Central, which I'm sure is also on Brenda's page, TRWC Central. Make sure you watch Natalie Lewis. The stuff that's coming out soon is incredible. Make sure you watch the Natalie Lewis breakout from the Amplify Tour. That's incredible. And also the Network Marketing Mythbusters, which is also there. And you watch those two videos, and you will be shot out of a cannon, and you'll be very, very excited to do this. So thanks, guys, so much for being here. Thanks, Brenda, for inviting us. Thanks, Brenda, for trusting us and joining us. And I can't wait to see James's physical results and his enrolling results. We're very, very excited.
Yeah, but can you give us 5 more minutes or just a couple more minutes? I do have one question.
Sure, go.
Okay, I would like you to please explain momentum.
Okay, it's a great question. Okay. So why do we keep talking about this elusive thing called momentum? So in network marketing companies, in the companies that have made it big, so typically that's like 800 million and larger. And I think there's only ever been nine or seven. Terry says she thinks it's five. A handful or two handfuls of companies that ever went over $1 billion in annual sales. Virtus assures us that we will be one of the billion-dollar companies. Okay, so at the beginning of a company, which is where we are, is in the first stage is the formulation stage. And that's where they put the executives together. That's where they start hiring the first – they start bringing in the first network marketers. That's usually even the first year of a company doesn't even count in network marketing. They don't start counting your company until you start your second full year. Okay, so after that formulation phase where they put together production and shipping and packaging and executives and the back office and all those things, that's formulation. The next section is the concentration phase. That's where we are now. Concentration is where you shake the bugs out, you get through the stuff where maybe the boxes don't work so great or the tube tops don't work so great or the back office has a flub, whatever it is. That's where all the stuff gets shaken out as the company grows year by year. Okay, so this year we're going to be probably between 70 and 80 million in annual sales, and we just hit a new record for the company. Since the inception of the company, we've passed the $200 million mark in sales. Okay, so once a company hits over 100 million, between 100 and 150 million is when you go into the momentum phase, according to all the statistics that have been run on all the past companies that have gone to $1 billion. What does momentum mean? Momentum means that right now, through last year, we were growing average 73% per year over the previous several years. This is a shakeout year as was last year. It's where we lose corporate executives, we gain new corporate executives, we get better people, we lose the people that aren't as good. And then when all the cylinders are humming and you see the production facility where we are ready to take off and ready to make whatever we need, once we hit that spot, instead of growing, you know, 10, 15% this year, we're going to start growing more like 20% a month. And that's when we say timing beats talent. It doesn't matter who you are. As long as you follow a system, you're going to do well because the company is going to take you with it, and the world is going to start to really know about your product. So in the past, when you look at Amway, Herbalife, Mary Kay, Avon, all the big ones, they have all gone through this, and from the time that they hit that magic sweet spot, the company rose 20% on average per month for 2.5 to 3.5 years. So the network marketers look for that. Professionals look for that. So we are now in a pre-momentum. So it's called pre-momentum, it's called concentration, and it's called the early adoption phase. So before this phase is called formulation, it's also called the pioneer phase. That's when we got in. Now we're in the early adopter phase. This is still way in the beginning, way before all the big stuff happens. People who've been through momentum talk about how in 5 years you are not going to recognize this company because we'll be coming out of momentum and we will be so many times bigger than we are now, it's not going to be the same company. So we are early adopters. When people say, well, you know, I wasn't in as early as the Malmids, it doesn't matter. This is only 4 years and change from the beginning of the company. It's that first 7 to 10 years. That's the beginning of the company. Okay, so that's the sweet spot. That's where the definition is, where most money is made in the shortest amount of time. So if you make it to the Cancun trip, you start enrolling, get your enrollments going now, build that team now. Then once we hit momentum, then the company takes you with it, and it gets very, very exciting.
And make those connections with people.
Make those connections with people. Terry is right. Okay, did that explain it okay for you?
Yes, that was perfect. Thank you, Foster.
Okay, great. So we're not anywhere near from the early adopters to the middle adopters phase. So the middle adopters is sort of the middle of the bell curve. So we're just at the very beginning of the early adopters.
Awesome.
So we have We have plenty of years of explosive growth in front of us. So
but you have to build it now.
You have to build it now. Okay, this is the time because you're going to want to kick yourself if you didn't build your business once we start going to middle and late adopters, and that's when the growth starts to slow down. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. You are very, very welcome. And you can just go online and just plug in network marketing momentum phase, and you'll probably find a million articles about what that's like to be in. And we know many people who've been there, and they say it's just sort of a marvel. You just sort of watch your numbers, and every 3 to 4 months, your check doubles. And that just keeps going on for years. And that's amazing. So, you know, if you got $100 a month, you know, in a year it'll go 200, 400, 800. I bored somebody. But if you're making 1,000 a month, then it goes 2,000, 4,000, 8,000, 16,000, and it just goes crazy for years. Okay? So, luckily you have Brenda as your leader. Brenda's going to be making the trip, and she's going to be taking a whole bunch of people with her. Thank you so much for letting us be on the call, and we'll see you guys all on the Sunday night call among all the other calls this week. Terry, we'll see you on her call tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Foster. And
okay. Good night, guys. Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay. Brenda and Laura and Elaine, are you guys still on?
I'm still here.
I am.
Okay, so
yes.
Who's not on? So Laura and Brenda, you're still on?
I'm here. I had to unmute myself.
Oh, so you are still there. Okay.
Yes, I could. I was muted.
Oh, so you didn't get off. Okay, did that explain momentum for you?
Sure.
Okay,
I'm
good. Write
it down and I can look it up. In case
all right,
I...
good. Well, that should explain it. So, and then like I said on the email there, I have a slide that it was great. I was sitting in the perfect spot. So I was able to use my camera, and I didn't have to take hardly any notes at all. I just took pictures of all the slides. So I have, like, all the slides, most of the slides from the whole, you know, the 3 days. So what I thought we would do is to get this going, to get this, you know, this going in our team, and I've talked about this before. I've talked about having a regular team call. I was thinking of switching our belong call to Monday nights at this time. Now, does that work for everybody? Can you come on this call at 7 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time, on Monday nights for our belong call?
It works for me.
Okay. What about Brenda and Elaine?
Yeah, it's okay
for me.
Okay, so let's do that. I want to switch over because what I want to do is Wednesday nights I want to have our team call. Okay, and I want to start doing those every week, and I want to start having prospects, and I am going to invite Bridget on, and I'm going to see if I can't get Pilar, Joe, Paul has been really tough. Paul is just crazy busy, and see if we can get some guests on just to speak for a few minutes. So what we'll do is do any of you have – Laura, I see that you signed somebody up. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yay.
Cool. Woohoo. Congratulations. And
thank
if Bridget
you.
Was on, you know, which she's not, but I know she's going to listen to this call. So, Bridget, congratulations. Bridget signed up two people, two associates, one with 4 cases and one with 2 cases. So she had a renew party. Let's see. She called me when I was at the conference. She had a renew party Friday night, I think it was, and she ended up with, I think, 2 customers and 2 associates. So that's cool. Okay. Is everybody still on the line?
Yes, I had to change my phone. It was losing its charge.
Okay. All right. So I wanted to talk. Okay, so let's see. We'll go ahead and have our belong call Wednesday night just so that we can stay on schedule. So let's plan that. Let's have our belong Wednesday night as usual, okay? And then starting next week, we will switch over. Monday, we'll have our belong, and then Wednesday, we'll do our team call. And I want to stick to that schedule. Okay, so we'll have a belong call every Monday and a team call every Wednesday. And invite prospects to this gives you a week. So invite, you know, see how many people you can get onto our prospect calls, our team calls. And we'll do what we did before. We'll have, you know, the first part of it will be for the prospects, and then they can drop off, and then we'll talk, you know, we'll summarize afterwards. Okay? How's that sound for everybody?
Fine.
Okay. So it's going to be, are we switching the time on Wednesday as well?
No, we can still go ahead and do, we can still go ahead and do 6.
Okay.
And so Monday's got to be 7, though, because I have the diamond call. I have the diamond call at 6, my time on Mondays. So what I thought that would be perfect is I'll do the diamond call and then come right on to the belong call. And then I can share, you know, with everybody, too, what I learned on the belong call. And and I'll send the emails out and remind everybody, you know, so. But the team call will be 6, my time. So it'll be 9 Eastern.
Okay.
Will that work? Or is that too early?
6. If you could do 6:30, that would work. Well, that works for me. Because I forgot our church changed their time. So, yeah, that works for me.
What about you, Brenda? Does that work for you, or do you want it later?
No, everything sounds okay right now. I mean, I don't know. I'll try to make all of them. It all depends on what my daughter is doing in school.
Okay, so if you find that it's too hard, we can always put it off a half an hour, or, you know, we can always go to 7 and 7 if that makes it easier. I don't care.
Okay.
You know, I'm just thinking about you on the, you know, you guys on the East Coast, and
right.
That puts it out to 10, you know.
No, so far it's okay, but I know basketball is going to be starting, and that throw the wrench in things.
Well, should we just do 7 and 7 then?
No, right now we're fine.
Okay, so let's leave it at that. All right.
Yes.
Okay, so a couple things I wanted to cover. I've got so much information to share with you that I learned this weekend, and some different ideas and some different ways of talking with people. And I'm going to tell you right now that I blew it the other night, because we had just learned one way of talking to somebody is, and we saw Terry do this. I mean, it was amazing. One of the ladies that was at dinner with us, she said, can you go in and get the waiter's email for me? So Terry goes, sure. So she goes in, she comes back, she goes, here's his email. And we're standing there going, how the heck did you do that so fast? She says, it was easy. She says, I went up to him and I said, you know, you're a great waiter. She says, you know, we had a great time. You did a great job. You know, do you like being a waiter? I mean, this, and he goes, yes. And she says, are you making all the money that you want to make as a waiter? And he goes, no. And she goes, well, she says, you know, we're involved in this company, and would you like to learn how to, you know, would you like to be involved with us and learn how to learn how to make more money? And he said, yes. And she says, well, give me your email, and we'll contact you. And that was it. That's simple. You know, she keeps talking about how not to throw up on people. Don't give a lot of information. You know, just do that. So after that, I went to the bathroom. I was wearing my Sia shirt, and I was in the bathroom. I did my thing. I come out of the stall to wash my hands, and this lady was standing there, and she looks at my – and, I wasn't prepared. I was prepared to wash my hands, not discuss anything. And she looks at me and she goes, Asiya, what's that? You know, and I said, oh, I said, it's a health product that helps heal heal at a cellular level. And what I should have done is right there I should have gone, would you like to learn more? You know, that's it. And instead she goes, oh, and I pause. And instead she goes, is it MLM? And I said, yes. And that's it. I lost her. So the best thing to do is to, you know, what I should have said is, can I have your email? And, you know, would you like more information on it? And if she said no, well, then that would be an end. If she said yes, then I would say, well, can I have your email? And I'll send you some information. And most of the time, I spoke to a lot of execs this weekend. From, you know, gold, silver, platinum, and all of the above, most of them said that that's what they do. They don't give out information. And it works because they let the tools do the job. They let the videos do everything. And we've heard this over and over and over and over and over again. And then when somebody comes back with all of their questions, that's when we get Foster and Terry to do the answers instead of us doing the answers. So that's one thing. So then we went and ate at Olive Garden, and Terry challenged me to do this. So we ate at Olive Garden, and James and I were there, and then we had another lady that we made a connection with. She was there at the table, and, you know, this waiter was a really nice guy, and so James looks at me, and he goes, well, are you going to do it? Are you going to try it? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, 2 days ago, you didn't even care about us here. You wanted nothing to do with it, and now he's pushing me to prospect this waiter. And I said, okay, I'll try, you know, and the other lady goes, well, I'll help you. So he, you know, he was waiting on us. He comes up, and I was feeling very, very shy. Brenda, I know you've talked about this. I was feeling really nervous.
Yes.
and I'm thinking to myself, how the heck am I going to even say anything to this guy? I don't know this guy. And so he comes up, and she goes, you know, you're a really good – oh, I said it. I said, you know, you're a really good waiter. And he goes, well, thank you. He goes, I try. And right away she comes up, and she goes, do you like being a waiter? And he goes into this whole big, humongous story about, oh, you know, it's okay to work at Olive Garden. That's not the greatest place. Nah, it's okay being a waiter, blah, 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 blah. And we're like, okay, I'm sitting thinking to myself, okay, now I want to ask, you know. And so after he went back to get some more food for us, and we're looking at each other, and we're both trying to figure out, okay, now what do we do? And so he comes back, and I said, so what do you do? I said, is this all you do? You just wait to, you know, you're just a waiter, or do you do other things? He goes, no, I'm in school. He says, I'm in school. I'm learning to be a chemical engineer, which is perfect, right? And so just out of the blue, she goes, do you have a lot of debt? I'm thinking to myself, oh, boy, I don't know if I'd ask that question. He goes, yes. He goes, I have over $40,000 in debt for school. And you start talking about chemical engineering and all this stuff, and then he goes away and he comes back again, and I said, would you like to learn a way that maybe you could have, you know, you could help with that debt? Not in exactly these words, right, because I'm not really saying it the right way. And he said, well, he goes, it depends on what it is. And so James chimes in and says, it's redox signaling. And he knew about redox, which we're not really supposed to do, but he was very persistent. He didn't want to just give us his email. He wanted to know what it was and how it works. And he told us that because they're right there by the Hilton in Salt Lake City, he's prospected all the time. He says he sees all these groups come in, and everybody's really excited about their products, and everybody, you know, so he says, you know, he's a big skeptic. So what ended up happening with him is we gave him the information on the tour, and I ended up giving him my email and my phone number, and I told him to call me if he's interested. So, you know, I don't think he's going to call us because he basically told us that he really didn't want to, and he also didn't have a lot of time because of school. But at the same time, we still got to practice. And it's not like we didn't irritate him. You know, he didn't seem like he was irritated at all, and he knew about redox signaling. So for the first time, it was kind of interesting. And then we went to the when I went to leave the airport, James was, like, talking to this health lady there, and he prospected her. And he actually prospected two people. So I got business cards from two people with emails from him who never would talk about it before. So I think a lot of it has to do with just, you know, finding the way that works the best for you but not telling them very much, and just if you know the people, get in on a personal level. They talked a lot about that this weekend, making it personal, because that's when somebody's really going to want to get involved, is when it's personal, not just strictly business, you know. And then the other thing, which is really important, is this 2-1. Okay, so what they're talking about is every day, Monday through Friday, so that's not Saturday and Sunday, Monday through Friday, call two people and follow up with one person. Okay, so every day, call two new people, and then, so Monday, or what's today? Today's Monday. So tomorrow. tomorrow, call two new people. Okay, then Wednesday, call two new people, and then follow up with one of the people that you called Tuesday. And you do that every day. You call two new people every day, and then you set up, and then if they say they want the information, you know, you say, okay, I'm going to send you this video, and I'm going to call you tomorrow. What time is a good time for me to call you tomorrow? And you set up a time to call them the next day and talk to them. And so it's call two new people, and the next day you follow up with one. And then you call two new people, and you follow up the next day with one. And I have a
question.
Slide. Yeah? Did you have a question?
Yes, I do. What do I need to do? Get the phone book out and go down the phone book? How am I going to
Well, if that's what
call
you
every day.
You don't know. I mean, you can go out and, you know, you can go out and talk to, you know, go out to salons and go to different people that you know, professionals, go to the mall. I know Laura and Francis were doing some of these things too.
Going to the mall?
Yeah. You go to the mall, you go to people that you know, your friends.
Just try to find two people every day.
That's what they're saying. So make a list. Just make a list. On your back office, there's supposed to be a form for you to make a list of all these different people. You know, you can also go back to all the people that you've already talked to.
Okay.
And I've talked about that before. Go back and talk to all the people that you've talked to and say, you know, and follow up with them. But this is what they're talking about. They're talking about two and one. And there's a chart that shows that, you know, when you do that, what happens when you work through the system. And, of course, not everybody's going to be interested. But once you start doing this and you get in a groove and you start doing two and one, some people are just going to say, no, don't call me again. I'm not interested or whatever. But then there's going to be some people that are going to be interested, see a video, and then they're going to go into it kind of looks like a cone. And then somebody else will, you know, be interested in something else, and they'll go to the next step and so on. And then, you know, and then that's how you start. You build momentum and are able to get more signups.
Right.
Okay, so I can see if I can get that form and send that over to you. And then just start thinking, you know, you're going to have to get out of the box. I'm going to have to get out of my box, too, my comfort box.
It sounds like I need to get my husband out there doing some talking.
You know what? Convention right now is $129. You know, the hotel, you can sign up for the hotel. You don't have to pay for it until you go. But convention's $129. So if you guys, you know, I'd love to see you. I'd love to meet you guys in person and have you come to convention. And because there's nothing like, you know, I think going to these activities, you know, you meet people, and they all have, you know, they're like-minded. Everybody's like-minded. So everybody's talking about the same thing. I heard so many testimonials this weekend. I mean, including, you know, if you spray somebody's mouth, if somebody sprays their mouth before and after they smoke a cigarette, it won't cause problems. It won't cause problems. The nicotine won't cause a problem. Like, how's that possible? You know, they spray their mouth before and after they smoke a cigarette, they won't have the problem with it hurting the lungs, and they have to drink it. I heard testimonials about somebody that is on dialysis, where they're not supposed to have very much liquid, and they're drinking 10 to 12 ounces of ASEA a day, and they're almost off dialysis now. I mean, I heard a story about somebody that has a rheumatoid arthritis in their wrist, and it's gone. The bump is gone. And I heard something about a woman that had a tumor in her bladder, and that tumor is gone. And what they were doing is they were having her retain the ASEA in her bladder. So they put it in there, and not by mouth, and she retained it as long as possible. And she was doing this like three times a day. And now the tumor is gone. I mean, I've heard all kinds of stories. And, you know, it really, Elaine has a story. You want to share your testimonial about the dog, Elaine?
Oh, about my daughter's dog, yeah. She had a pit bull that decided to have a fight with a creature on the other side of the fence and got her nose infected. It was an abscess. It was the next day, I think, after the little fight. My daughter said it was so horrible to squeeze all this junk out. She didn't know what to do, did hot compresses, and did one application of Renew because that was all she had left. And it's all better. I mean, of course, it didn't close the hole completely, but it's all better. She sent me a picture. It just took away all the infection.
Will you send me the picture?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I'd love to see that picture.
All right.
And Brenda, I got a question about that Renew 28. I know someone that had just gotten in a car accident and has got quite a few stitches in his hand and in his head and probably has to have plastic surgery on the head. And can Renew go over top of stitches or will it irritate? Because I know you're not supposed to get stitches wet.
Yes, it can go over the top of stitches.
Okay.
Yep. There were some pictures that we saw. They showed a whole bunch of course, I didn't get copies of those. They showed a whole bunch of testimonials. You know, they just blinked them, you know, different pictures of people that have sent in from the Renew. And there were a couple of them. There was one where it looked like the person had either burnt the top of their head. This was a guy. Either burnt the top of their head and they had blisters or, I don't know, it's all red. It looked like the skin was gone on the top of their head. Oh, it looked really painful. The next day there was scabs, and then like 2 days later it was gone. I mean, it was just boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just so fast. So anyway, to sign up for the convention in May, you go to ASEA Impact.
Does that include couples or is that each?
It's per person. $129
okay.
per person.
Okay.
Okay, ASEA Impact. Now, they are offering tours, and they're offering tours of the plant, but they're charging $25 a person for the tour. And so if you can do it, it's so worth it. I posted pictures of the tour. I posted all my pictures from the tour on Facebook on my page. So if you haven't seen the pictures, go onto my page and you'll see all the pictures. But, you know, it's nothing like being there. And I didn't get to see the machines going because the way that everything happened, they changed the time of the tours and we weren't able to make it. But Foster and Terry set up a private tour. So at the end of the day, we went on a private tour and we got to talk with Scott and ask a bunch of questions but the machines were already off. But there's a picture there of a guy washing one of the machines, and you can see him doing that. But it's all the different stages, and he explained, you know, the water, they use the water, but first it goes through reverse osmosis. So it goes through first the water goes through reverse osmosis. They clean it first. Then it goes into the huge tanks, and that's when they put the electricity through it. That's when it creates those redox signaling molecules. And then they take the salt, which is a Morton salt, but it's not your standard Morton salt that you get on the table. It's clean. It has, you know, the minerals aren't in it and all the other junk that they put in table salt's not in it. So they get the pure Morton salt, and then they combine that, or maybe they combine that before they do the electrolysis. Yeah. And, so we got to see all that, and then we got to see, then they take that, and they put it in another area. There are these other big tanks. They look like they're wrapped, and that's where they create the Renew. So we did find out Renew 28 is 2 times stronger than ASEA. 2. Not 5, not 7, 2. It's 2 times stronger than ASEA in the tube. And what they do is they make it 10 times stronger. When they create Renew, they make it 10 times stronger, and then they dilute it. And when they dilute it, they dilute it down to 2. And so that's what's actually in the tube is 2 times stronger than ASEA. So it was amazing. The tour was great. So if you can come to, you know, just make a goal. Let's all make a goal that everybody, we're all going to go to convention. And we'll meet and we'll, you know, have a great time and learn everything, and that'll be great. And I hope that with Cancun, I'm sure you all saw the flyer that came out for Cancun, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah. You saw that in order to go to Cancun, you have to enroll a minimum of 4 associates with a total of 8 cases. So that means if you have 4 people that you sign up, then they have to have 2 cases each, or however it happens. And I was talking to a gold over there on the weekend, and he said, you know, he says, what you can do, he says, I do this. He says, I always add 1 case. So if somebody comes into the company and they want to buy, they say they can't afford more than that, so they're just going to buy 1 case. He says, what I do is I add a case. So they pay me for the case, and then I buy 2. So I sign them up with 2. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so he does that. So he never, you know, so he doesn't have anybody that signs up with 1 case. And that means, of course, that money has to come out of his pocket. You know, he's got to pay for it out of his pocket, however he can do that. So anyway, any questions?
Yes, I have a question, but it's actually from the last time Terry and Dr. Foster were on.
Huh?
Terry had said something about a study guide from the Natalyn Lewis that she was going to send out. Did you ever get the study guide for that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Study guide from Natalyn Lewis. I'm going to look and see if I have it.
Okay. I think it's something that they use at their Super Saturdays or at their Renew parties or something.
Yeah. You know what? I might have it. Let me see if I have it, and if I do, I will send it out to you, and if I don't, I'll get it for you.
Okay, great.
You know, she was amazing. She's an amazing speaker. She's the one that came up with the 2-1, and she was amazing. She's also a coach. She's a girls soccer coach, and she explained how they went from losing all their games to becoming stars. I mean, it was great. And she's the one that developed all this. And, she did a really good job. So I got some of her slides. She went kind of fast. And I took a lot of notes. So what I like to do, I'm going to type up some of my notes and send them to you, but I want to go over some of this stuff. And also the round tables. You know, we had these breakout sessions and we had the round tables. And, you know, we listen to Terry and Foster all the time, and I think it's really good to listen to other diamonds. So I got, you know, I went to Denny's table, and I went to Bishop's table, and we went to Bo and Buck's table, and every single one of them had something good to say, and it was a little bit different than what Terry and Foster say. So I want to give this to you so that you have it, and then, you know, maybe it'll work better. You know, maybe it'll work better for you. Some of it made a lot of sense, you know. And the one thing they said on the weekend that really made a big difference for me is that they said, and maybe it was Denny that said this, that we already know how to be diamonds. It's just a matter of just keep doing what we're doing. We already know how to do it. We've already signed people up. It's not like being a diamond is this big, humongous thing way up there or way out there that's unreachable. We already know how to do it. We're already doing it. It's just a matter of doing more of it, and being persistent and not giving up. And I thought that was really good. That actually really gave me, confidence, more confidence. So.
Right. Made it reachable.
Made it so that it didn't seem like it was so far away, because sometimes I think of that and I think, oh my God, you know, it's going to take me 10 years to to get to diamond. But whoever it was that said that, I can't remember who said that, it's like, you know what, that kind of makes sense because I think it was Denny, because she was saying, you know, she was saying the same thing. She said, you know, you're doing the same thing that I'm doing. You know, and she's way up there. She's in the $1 million club. She says, you're doing this. She used to be a Tupperware salesperson. She says, you're doing exactly what I was doing. She says, you just have to keep doing it and do more of it. And just be persistent and don't give up. But the one thing she was doing that I'm not doing is she was doing meetings every day. She started a meeting once a week, every Thursday she did a meeting. And then she had people that couldn't come. So she said, okay, when can you come? And they say, well, I can come on Wednesday. She goes, okay, fine. So she set up a Wednesday meeting. So then she says she had a Wednesday and a Thursday meeting. And then there'd be somebody else that couldn't come. She did the same thing. She said, pretty soon I was doing 3, 4, 5 meetings a week, every week. And she says, there's always somebody that's going to sign up at those meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what I'm not doing.
Okay, I have one more question.
Yeah.
Do you know when this new system of Madeline's is going to be rolling out?
No, they didn't tell us. They did tell us it's going to have a little man that's supposed to talk to people. But
okay.
I do not know when that new system is coming.
Okay.
Nope. They're working on it. You know, it may be announced at convention because it's usually at events that they announce things. Based on the things that we learned at the tour, I'm almost wondering if they might come out with another product too. We'll see. They haven't said, but you know, the way that they've been talking about things, there's other products that they could come out with. So I don't know. We'll see if they are.
A nasal spray.
Huh?
A nasal spray. My husband says there should be a nasal spray.
A nasal spray? You know, you can make
yeah.
a nasal spray. You just take.
No, you can use the pouches. That's a lot better.
You can use the pouches, but you can also take the little tube out of the bottle.
Mm.
Okay, you
don't need to take.
Down.
That's also good for hemorrhoids. You take that tube out. You get a second bottle. You take the tube out, and then you turn the bottle upside down. You spray it that way, without the tube. And then you can get, you know, you can get hemorrhoids and all kinds of things with that.
You can use pouch for your nose.
You just squeeze it? Is that what you do?
Yeah, I put my head back and squeeze it carefully, and it runs down the back of your throat. It works very well.
Well, there you go. Anybody with sinus problems can do that.
Yeah.
Well, I've got somebody now that I found that has a construction worker who has really bad arthritis, and he's to the point where he has so much pain that he can't hardly do anything. He wouldn't take a SIA. And I just found out that when he's out of town on the job, he calls his wife and he says, send me a bottle. It's working that good for him.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
That's great.
Of course, I didn't say arthritis. And I, he
no,
has
I didn't hear that.
Joint discomfort, yeah.
We didn't hear anything.
Yeah, neither is anybody else that's going to listen to this call. So, okay. All right. So this is Monday. So let's plan on having our belong call on Wednesday. And let's plan then also what I'll do is I will find out about this Madeline Lewis thing for you.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll also... Maybe what we can do is do the belong call, and either before or after, I can go over a couple more little things that I learned at this Envision conference. Okay.
Sounds
good. Sound good. Okay, I'm gonna
yep.
stop. I'm gonna, you know, I've recorded this whole thing. I'm gonna stop the recording, and I'll email it out to you. So whoever you have that didn't make it on the call, ask them if they'd like to listen to it. Okay. And then
okay.
if they do, send it to them.
Okay,
hold on.